Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about energy sources within our being. What are chakras all about? How are we now realizing as women that it's time to let go? To let go, open our heart, be able to open our energy sources, be able to shed all of those eons of past imprints, of dogma, of karma, of contracts, open ourselves up to the new. Been carrying a lot of baggage along, and we also notice it and we say, I can't take on another thing. This is too much. I'm overwhelmed. It just seems like too much. Fabulous place to be because you're in awareness. And once you're in awareness, you're able to say, what's next? What we're going to be talking about today is Chakra Empowerment for Women by Lisa Erickson. Self-guided techniques for healing trauma, owning your power, and finding overall wellness. This is the next step. We'll be able to get you started and open up some of those empowerment channels in your body. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Dr. Jeanette. I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, you know, Lisa, I think, so many women these days, you know, we're now in the year 2020, and I reflected on this year, what I think it was probably about last summer, and I said 2020 is going to be the mystical, mythical woman. She's going to start opening up and start learning her power. She's going to learn about alchemy, magic, mystery, but also learn about the power of her being. Don't you think that's truly where we are right now?
I absolutely do. I think it's been building for a long time. We were really focused for a long time on social and political external changes and access to power, and of course that's ongoing. But now more and more of us are turning inward and realizing that the shifts really have to take root there. And they're not just about shifts within women. They really emanate out throughout all of society, but in a way, we are the seed. We are the ground right. With which they are really emanating out from.
Well, you know, I really have noticed, I'm in my 60s, and I've really noticed probably the past 20, 30 years, people were always taking care of outside, you know, helping mm-hmm. people outside, giving, nurturing. And what's happening now, I find, is perhaps this is the year where we take care of self and we radiate out our power instead of trying to give, help, select, or nurture things, because then that will allow them to see and reflect and open up their energy stores. Don't you think it's more about standing in where you are and learning how to grow from the inside versus always giving to others so that they can come forth, or also to looking outside, yes?
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and I think we're realizing that just changing things on the outside doesn't necessarily change awareness. So we're really realizing that the truth is you have to change on the inside in order for the external to truly change. Otherwise, it's almost just like a cosmetic or superficial external change. The change has to really take from within. And then when you emanate it out to others, you have something new to offer. Like you said, it's mm-hmm. really then about lighting that flame. It's like one candle lighting another candle. You're truly empowering someone else as opposed to just gifting them with a one-time piece of knowledge or a one-time help. You know, you're truly empowering right. them with their own, you know, with their own power, empowering them from within. So I think that's really what women do. It's what our energy bodies do naturally.
Right. And I think also, too, and this is speaking to all, is that the idea of there's a whole lot going on. People need to have someone to light their candle, or they must feel like they're in the darkness and they're lost. And I'll say, you know that whole thing that they say, bring the light in. Bringing the light in is absolutely essential. However, realize that the cracks that are within you will allow your own light to shine out. Many times people are saying that you have no energy within you, that you're depleted, that you're dry, that you need to get a light from somewhere else. Truly what you and I are talking about is find that sparkle inside, because that is the light, and then learn how to cultivate it, don't you think?
Yeah, and that's, to me, that's really why I love the chakras, because I view the chakras as layered, and at the very center, they're infinite light, every single one of them. They're a doorway directly into energy. So once you learn to tap into that source, you know how to refuel and rejuvenate from the inside, and your capacity and your resilience to then handle more challenging external circumstances grows and grows as you are able to refuel and rejuvenate more and more from inside. You know, it takes time to really tap into that, but it truly is an infinite source. So, yeah, exactly. And I think for women, you know, you were talking earlier about giving, nurturing, all of that. We experienced so much conditioning around that as being part of our worth that we tended to sort of deplete ourselves in nurturing or giving to others or monitoring others' relationships, keeping other people happy, deplete ourselves that way externally without learning how to refuel from inside. So I think that's the real shift, knowing how to draw boundaries and knowing how to know when you need to just take a break and go inside to refuel, rejuvenate, and how to do that, and how to do it on the spot even.
Absolutely, doing it on the spot. You know, just this morning, it's been a very powerful day here where I am. And I went outside for just a minute because I saw this big X in the sky, you know, by, you know, the planes going by. But I also, when I was standing there, I didn't focus on the X at all, didn't focus on whatever it might be. But I put on video and all I heard was birds. And I said, isn't this great? We're just listening to the earth. And then I posted that. And I said, you know what? It's truly about, in the face of whatever's showing up for you, can you see something else? So when you were talking about the word change, let's talk about that for a second. People say, what do you mean? I'm not right. I'm not good enough. I'm not the best. I have to be better. I have to perfect something. I need to get something that I don't already have. And definitely, if women are have some sort of trauma in the past, have some sort of abuse in the past, welcome to my world. I'll stand up, you know, raise my hand. I hit every one of them. But the difference is that we are seeing that that was an event in our life, but it doesn't define or own us. When we see that, don't you think that perhaps we can say at this time in 2020, bring all those to the front. Bring them all up and say, ooh, what kind of power do you feel you have over me? I am perfect in the moment and that I'm not imperfect. Isn't that what really working with the chakras is that you're also releasing the old eons and you'll be able to understand that in the moment all is well?
Absolutely, that you really realize that at that inner source that I was talking about, you're already light. And perhaps your awareness of that is obstructed through conditioning, past events, trauma, all sorts of other things that can block your expression of that. All you're really doing is sort of cleaning yourself out. To do that, you have do have to lean in. You do have to be willing to face things rather than repress things. You do have to be willing to look at them. And then once you look at them, they're always less scary than they were when you were pushing them away. And once you're looking at them, there is this opportunity to just let them go, to just realize, oh, that was never who I was. That was just a trip someone else laid on me or tried to lay on me or something I imprinted or internalized. And I can just let that go. And that really is the growth process. And I think of it more like growing just like a plant. Like sometimes plants have to grow through obstructions. There's another plant in their way. There's a rock. They sort of adapt. They adjust. They move around. You know, and that's really what change is, as opposed to there's something wrong with me, thinking of it like that. It's really just a natural growth process, growing towards the light.
Yeah, I think because sometimes when you start hitting the walls, you start getting stuck. You start finding things are blocking you, or like, as we've all used, and hey, I've used it too, it's taking me out. We've all said that. This is just taking me out. Well, that's another great place to be when you're looking at it in reflection or retrospect. But it certainly is not something that you can see as a great thing when you're within it, but you weren't meant to. When you're having an experience, you were meant to have that experience and later look at it in retrospect. I think we sometimes force ourselves when we're in a process or in an event or in a relationship or in a circumstance that we're saying, but I want to get out of here. Sit with it and be with it and see what power it has over you. And you will phase out of it and later do the work. I think sometimes we force ourselves so much to do the work in the present when it wasn't meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there really is something to pacing. That's so interesting because I work with a lot of women that are going through difficult kind of perimenopausal or menopausal transits, often because of trauma that hadn't been faced. And it does just have this natural pacing. Sometimes what you need is just a lot of self-care. And you just need to sort of nurture yourself and take a step back. Create that spaciousness. You know, when you said just be with it, just be with whatever's happening, how do you do that without reactivity? It's really creating just a little bit of space. Like, oh, okay, I know everything's transient. This too will have its own trajectory, whatever's happening right now. So I'm going to give it a little space and relax. And then you're not adding all that anxiety and stress to it. And, okay, I've got to get through this now. I've got to heal this now, which actually can block it even more. It makes us grip onto it even more sometimes. So that's really, I think, how I connect with what you're saying. Yeah.
Right, because sometimes I think that when we create our blocks, the blocks are ending up another phase or another level that we need to look at. Do we feel unsafe? Or we have no security? We have no stability? We have fear of loss, fear of abandonment, fear of isolation, fear of loss of love, fear of being less than, devalued. All of these words come up. If we truly look at the root problem, and let's go into the first chakra, you know, your root chakra. I think everybody right now is saying, I do not feel safe. I feel blocked. And what's happening? We're getting a lot of lower back pain. We're getting a lot of people who are saying, I just simply cannot stand up. I just simply must lay down. I'm exhausted. I'm depleted. And when we look at that, how do you activate that, the first chakra, other than just plain sitting in it? And where is our first chakra? Just at the base of our spine. And isn't that what we're supposed to do? Sit in it and see.
Yeah, stay present with it. And then also, in addition to what you described, back pain or feeling fatigued, people may trigger into their particular patterns of disassociation, flight, or freeze, right? So some people are becoming more irritable and anger because their response to feeling unsafe is defensive, right? Some people may be going into escapist addictive behaviors because their response to feeling unsafe is escape, right, is flight. So there's all these different methods, different ways that it can manifest. And, yeah, it's all about – I'm all about the root chakra. You know, everyone who comes to me wants to work on other chakras, and I'm always like, let's work on the root chakra, because I feel most people are not fully present in this day and age in their body in some way, shape, or form. And becoming fully present, really connecting, sitting in that chakra, connecting to the earth, what it really means to be in a body at this time, which can feel so scary and overwhelming that we want to flee it in some way, especially those who are spiritually oriented. And so it's really all about learning how to be present with that body. And that is that connection to the root chakra.
But you also look back on the definition of trauma and abuse. You know, how many of us have heard in our past, You're not good enough. You're disgusting. You're ugly. You're stupid. You're la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know? And a lot of other words that many people will say, let me sit down and read them off to you, you know?
Yeah.
And the idea is, how do you want me to sit inside of a body when the body that everybody sees, you're asking me to sit in it and cherish it? Wow. Mm-hmm. A really hard concept for many that are saying, my body has been beaten up upon by verbal, by physical, and by emotional. And you want me to like it? I'm ready to shed it. And therein you get the spiritual people who are saying, I'm shedding this thing. This human thing's got to go because I'm an angel and I'm in perfection. Yeah. Which end are you going to? But it's a hard place to be. But it's also a great place to be because that's a start. Yes?
Yeah. Well, and for me, I think, you know, the risks of not staying connected to the body are worse because then most healing techniques don't work. Like there's this whole, if your energy body's not connected, if you're not present in your body, it becomes very difficult, right? So I think there's been an issue with spirituality being interpreted as transcending the body when really it's about bringing the light and the body together, bringing the spirit and body together. Otherwise, what's the point of incarnation, right? If we were just come here to the body and spend the whole incarnation escaping it, right? The body has a purpose. Yeah. You know, we come in here for a reason, and all of this, these things that are painful, like you've been alluding to, they lead us into the light, right? They actually are the path into it. What I like to do with people is really just find one thing. You don't have to sit there and say, I love my body if it's not working for you, but find one thing that is actually pleasurable in your body. Do you love listening to music? Really focus on the feeling of the music as it enters your ears because you wouldn't experience music without your ears, which are in your body, right? Is there a particular texture? You know, wrap yourself in a cashmere blanket and really experience the texture of that blanket, the softness, the delicacy. You wouldn't experience that without your skin in your body. So just find really small, a beautiful scent, you know, really small little pleasurable things and remind yourself, without a body, I would not experience this pleasure. And I value this. You know, it's really about that presence with pleasure in the moment, you know? The birds singing this morning like you experienced. Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting. I think sometimes we say, oh, but I just want to be an angel. I want to fly around. And I always say to them, yes, me too. And, you know, it's interesting. I think it was about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I had a really horrible pain in my right foot. Simply could not get rid of the pain in my foot. Couldn't put my foot down to the floor or walk on it. And, you know, I mean, as a naturopathic physician, let's run down your list. You know, let's check out all those things you're supposed to do. And finally, I said, you know what? I'm just going to sit with it. And I sat with it for about 2 years of that. And then one day I said, okay, now I get it. I just want to keep flying. I don't want to be connected to the earth. And that was why the pain was in my foot. And I said, you know what? I think I'll be connected to the earth. Start walking just like maybe 2-3 steps outside. Eventually, one day I got up, and I don't remember the day it happened, but it wasn't there anymore.
Wow.
So I think the idea is with chakras also is that if you're having a pain in a certain area, if your heart chakra, or if you're having pain in your lower back, or if your gut is really disturbed, you know, is sit with it and say, you know, okay, what is it you're feeling that you want? What is it you're feeling that you might be holding back? Or what are you really just totally ticked off with? And then let them start to talk to you and eventually get to it. Do you think that sometimes, Lisa, that people get really stuck? They believe it's broken today. I'm going to call someone tomorrow and they're going to fix it. I'm good to go out the door and I don't have to do anything else about it.
Yeah, and I think you're missing then the message often, which is not to say don't heal it. Of course, pursue healing, right? As you did, you looked at different methods. But yeah, when something is persistent or even when it's not, it's still a message. It's still a message from your body about something. There's some imbalance. There's something going on. And the same with emotional, right? I mean, the chakras are that interface between the physical, the emotional, the psyche, the spiritual. So the unease, the dis-ease may occur at the physical level or the emotional level, and it's always a signal to stop and go, okay, what is out of balance here? What am I not paying attention to? What is my body or my mind trying to get me to pay attention to, right? And then there's a lesson there. Right. There's a message there for sure.
Let's talk for a second about the heart chakra. There is so much. You see it on TV all of the time. Drugs for AFib. Let's go in and get your fluttering heart. Stop it. We're going to burn it. We're going to do whatever we need to do. While that may be fantastic medical therapies and treatments for some people, for others, they're saying, there's got to be something else here. And isn't sometimes heart flutter It's sometimes your heart opening. It's sometimes your chakra opening. It's sometimes something saying, pay attention, knock on the door. They could also, too, be saying, I need to go to medical care. I need to be able to pay attention to myself. I need to be able to look at this differently and see how I am not honoring my heart or allowing my heart to open. Yes? All
Absolutely.
Those things can work into it, right?
Yes, and I had this situation because for many years I was experiencing PVC, which is not quite AFib, but it is irregular heartbeats. It was very, it was disturbing when it would happen. You know, it was very distracting, but I kept getting it checked out, and the doctor kept saying, "There's, you know, you really are at no risk." So if someone, you know, and there are a certain types of AFib as well, where it's very distracting when you experience, and it can be upsetting to someone, but it's not medically really that risky if it's occurring for short amounts of time. So if someone gets it checked out and that's the case, I do find, as it was in my case, it was the part of kind of a 10-year cycle of my heart opening as I transitioned into healing work, and I had a lot of fears around it, a lot of what I would call persecution karmas or, you know, fears of perception of others, all these kinds of things, of my capacity, self-doubts. As I gradually worked through those layer after layer, I felt this stabilization occurring, and eventually they completely went away. And many women experience certain levels of heart irregularities during perimenopause, and I find that's partially because it is this tremendous time of kind of these little miniature kundalini surges that allow that are an amazing opportunity for kind of a rebirth or growth. The heart especially, and that happens in all the different parts of their body. There can be these certain things that occur. Yeah,
because sometimes when the heart starts, it's also true as you age, you think, ooh, I'm going to start losing something. Ooh, I don't have the love I had before. Oh, things aren't working out correctly. Oh, and then that sense of now we start seeing hearts getting hardened. And when hearts get hardened or blood vessels get rigid, it's when you say, you know, I'm not sure that the world is a good place. Who's going to care for me? Who's going to take care of me? And how can I be safe in this world? You know, I mean, for women, you know, and for men too, it's a solo journey sometimes in that last third of your life. Yeah. And maybe we haven't prepared us in society to be able to say, how can we support elders? And I think it's a really disservice, and maybe humanity will wake up to that. I think potentially in 2020, we're going to say, how can we protect, care for, and connect with elders versus saying, oh, they're just over there and I got to keep my world going on, yes?
I hope so. I certainly hope so, because I think we really have aging backwards, right? It's really we focus on the deterioration of the body, and that is a decline in someone's worth, and that's partially what contributes to so much isolation and depression. And in fact, it should be exactly the opposite, right? As you move through life, you're gaining in wisdom, self-awareness, and energetic power. So the shift that occurs as you age, or the opportunity, is that you become more fluid because your identification shifts more into being in your energy body and your spiritual body in addition to your physical body. You're not just tied to your physical body. So your personal power and your spiritual access increases, right? Your chakras become more and more open, and even if you're getting more wrinkles and there's a few more, you know, physical issues, the body's going to do what it's going to do, right? It's subject to the physical world, the rules of the physical world, but the energy body is not, and the spirit is not, and we can become more and more centered in that as we age. So then that generation and that sector of the population is they're holding down the fort, really, spiritually and energetically. And if we understood that, I think it would be a great benefit to our society. And I'm sort of there. I'm at 53, so I'm heading that way. Not quite there, but kind of in the middle, right? Yeah. Experiencing
some
of that.
There's something when you get over the 61 mark, it's sort of like, oh heck.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like this like 1 year where you wake up and you say, how did I get here?
Yeah. I'm a senior citizen. Yeah.
something just goes off and you're just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a very unique thing, and it's nothing You cannot describe it, nor can you walk anyone through it. It's just, just let me know when you get there. Let's talk for a second about the throat chakra, because we see a lot of times now people saying, I need a voice. No one's hearing me. We see that with healers, with spiritual people, we see it with those who are in the health professions. They're saying, I'm trying to help, I'm trying to help, I'm trying to help, but they aren't hearing. And in essence, in the past, you know, I grew up in the 50s and 60s, we pretty much followed along sheepishly what we were told to do. And now we're at the point where when others are trying to help, we hope and we expect and we consider that others might listen, be able to hear us. But they may be coming because they're having their own crisis, and their own crisis is for them to be heard versus us trying to fix them. And that's a really different concept. You know, a lot of times people would call me up and they would say, I want this, that, or the other. And then we get to the end of the conversation. It comes to maybe they just want to be heard that they're present today. Maybe they just want someone to listen to whatever they needed to say so they can know that they're still informed. And it's not about coming to get fixed. You're not coming to be able to find an answer. It's really just coming to say, I want to hear my voice today. You look at so many people to say, you know, I haven't spoken to anybody for 3, 4, 5 months. You know, they don't know. They go to the grocery store, nobody talks to them. They go out, nobody shares anything with them. Some are in their homes and they never see anyone. So I think the idea is, are we listening? Are we open and receptive? But then are we also being able to speak? You know, there's a real big give and take here, just as with the heart, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, the throat chakra doesn't just rule the mouth, it also rules the ears when we map chakras to parts of the body. It really is about the whole communication loop, not just your ability to speak authentically, but yes, your ability to hear and really take it in. So that interaction when we're in something. And it's also the gateway chakra between the heart and our mouth, right? So it is about, can you take what someone else is saying and really take it into your heart and hold it for them? Can you create a container for them to say what they need to say and just receive it, right? And without it harming you, just receive it in and hold space really from your heart, which I think is what you're speaking to, and then at times offer something. I think in this age of social media, there is a lot of inauthentic speech. There's a lot of reward for just a lot of words, a lot of talking that is about capturing attention as opposed to connecting. And what you're speaking to is, you know, how do you really connect? Sometimes it's talking, sometimes it's listening. And I love social media. I use it too because it can be a great way to connect. But that, you know, that is, it's kind of, a lot of times it's a lot of noise signifying nothing, right? That quote, as opposed to being about true connection. And so I hope we don't lose that understanding of what true connection is and the give and take of speech and listening.
Let's talk for a second about that connection. You know, I was a dental hygienist for 20 years, and every single person I put back in my chair would always look into their eyes. And I've probably looked into the eyes of maybe 600,000 or 700,000 people in the past many years. And straight into their eyes with no words, nothing. And all it takes is 5 seconds. And I think the idea is, I always used to say to people, you know when you go into the grocery store and you always go to the right? You know, you follow the way, right? Everybody goes the way. Well, you go into the store and you go the opposite way, start on the left. And what that does is it will you will bounce into every single person going, quote, the wrong way. Because you're going the wrong way. But here's the purpose, is that you go on an Elder's Day, which is usually Tuesday or Wednesday, and bump into every single cart that comes along your way and say, oh, my gosh, so sorry. How are you today? And that may be the one key, and see how many souls you could touch that day. And I always share that tip because I think it is like so, it's so easy. it really lightens people up. And sometimes I used to bump into cars and I'd say, and you know when you one goes one way and then you try to correct and you go the other way and they do too, and then you go the other way and they say,
yeah,
oh, our baskets just wanted to dance today. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. And then they laugh. And you say, wow, look at that connection. Don't you think when you're talking about chakras also, when you do have that kind of connection with someone, you can literally feel your chest. You will start to get warm. You will feel something inside of you will shift.
Yeah.
So when you want to connect to your chakras, it's not all about you have to sit down, close your eyes, meditate, and put yourself together, you know. It can be as simple as how can you open up your energy stores within. Run into Walmart. Go the opposite way. See how many people. You know, try it. Every day, I'm going to connect to one person, look straight in their eyes and say, oh, my goodness, isn't that funny? You know, and just
I love it.
It and see. Right?
I love that, Dr. Jeanette. And absolutely, I mean, this is really my thing with the chakras is, yeah, meditation is great, and I've done that for many years. But your chakras are working all the time. They're activated all the time, and you can take more conscious control of them out there in your daily life. And yeah, connect with your heart and make a heart connection. Make a heart connection. And really, you're gifting someone like this little wave of heart light when you do that, right? And it could be such a difference in their day depending on what they're going through, right? What's going on in their life. Mm-hmm. It may be the difference for them between feeling as if they want to give up on humanity altogether or feeling like, oh no, there still is kindness in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's about shining your heart light. So in closing, I think, Lisa, it's really important to say in the year 2020, there's so many life events and challenges right now. The idea is, can you shine your heart light, period? How can you radiate out? Even if you have a lot of these labels, I always call it, we've all got our Girl Scout badges, what we've been through, you know. It's sort of like leave your badges at home and go out and say, I'm going to, you know, not wear any makeup today, pull my hair in a rubber band, or wear flip-flops and shorts and go see who I can walk into, you know. Maybe that might just be what another soul needs. They don't need to know who you are. They don't need to know what you do. And they certainly don't need you to fix them. But they do need you to see them. Yes?
To see them and connect. That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. And not from a place of fear, but from a place of open-heartedness.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, it was such a pleasure to have you with us here today. There's so many times we say, what are the chakras all about? And it's really about opening up and allowing your energy to flow. And I think sometimes people get so wrapped up and they say, oh, is that another thing I have to do? It's not anything you have to do. It's something you have to be. Yeah.
Exactly. As you're walking through your day, your chakras are working. And all this is about is you can become more aware of them. Just spend a little second tuning in to what you're feeling and what's going on in your mind and body, and bring that light forth. There's a light source inside of every single one, and just take a moment of attention, and you can bring that light forth, and you can share it.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, it was such a pleasure to have you with us. Can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about your work? That would be wonderful.
Yeah, well, the book Chakra Empowerment for Women is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and at the publisher Llewellyn and other places. And the website is chakraempowermentforwomen.com, or my client site is enlightenedenergetics.com.
Very good. Well, it was such a pleasure to have you with us here today. And hopefully you'll come back at the end of the year again where we'll be able to say, are we evolving? Are we still stuck? And how can we kick off some of that mosh, yes?
That sounds great, Dr. Jeanette. I'd love to.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
If you'd like more information about Lisa Erickson, and again, her book is Chakra Empowerment for Women, please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page to go directly to her website for more information. If you're truly finding that wherever you are today, you're just feeling that, oh, I just need to reach out and there isn't anything on the other side, please feel free to connect with Lisa or I. I offer soul sessions, which is just to sit and listen, see what you need, see how to help you, comfort you, offer compassion and support. Sessions are available. Please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page and go directly to my website. Or also click on Lisa's link and go directly to her website. It is about being able to say, reach out. wherever you are, whatever you need, there is someone there. There's nothing wrong with us. We are all perfect, and we are all going through our own phases of life events in the year 2020. Be well, stay safe, much love. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.